Let's start with new movies in theaters this weekend. Five Nights at Freddy's 2, Kill Bill, The Whole Bloody Affair. Quentin Tarantino releases this extended cut, merging volumes 1 and 2, plus another 25 minutes. It's long, almost 5 hours. Finally, 100 Nights of Hero. Taylor Swift reportedly wanted to book a venue in Rhode Island for June 13th for her wedding. Another couple had it. She paid him off to change the date. And speaking of weddings, congratulations. Kim Cattrall, who married her longtime partner, Russell Thomas. They've been together 9 years. Netflix is reshaping Hollywood. They just bought Warner Media, including Warner Brothers Studio, HBO, DC, and Discovery. Kate Walsh returning to Grey's Anatomy for one episode, January 29th. Post Malone is going to be headlining Bud Light's Super Bowl concert in Fort Mason, San Francisco, about an hour away from Levi's Stadium, where the game is. Wedding Crashers, back in theaters for its 20th anniversary. You can see it on the big screen next Thursday, December 11th. Finally, Lainey Wilson dropped a new version of Let It Snow, featuring Bing Crosby.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Doesn't show signs of stopping. I brought some corn for popping.
I posted the video so you can watch and listen to the entire version inside our mobile app or at ktwb.com. And that's your entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.